Local Media, Nigerians Are Slaves in Their Country to Chinese Exploiters. By Francis Martel on August 5, 2019. Nigeria's This Day published an extensive, scathing report Sunday on Chinese colonialism in its economy, accusing the Communist Party of labor casualization, tax evasion, customs duty underpayment, forgery and outright sabotage, and individual Chinese immigrants of irresponsibly impregnating young Nigerian women and abandoning them. The reason Chinese corporations are in Africa is simple: to exploit the people and take their resources, reporter Adedayo Adejobi wrote. It's the same thing European colonists did during mercantile times, except worse. China is investing billions into a variety of Chinese economies as part of its Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, a plan to control the most important roads, ports, and railways in the world by building them through the use of predatory loans and then seizing the properties. China has already seized a major port in Sri Lanka and has begun construction of projects throughout Africa and the Middle East, exploiting weak economies. The American State Department has repeatedly warned developing countries to stay away from Chinese predatory loans, but the governments of many African states, prominently Nigeria, South Africa, and Kenya, have chosen to take the fast loan money and greenlight the projects. In Kenya, workers have repeatedly complained of being subjected to apartheid racism on the part of Chinese work supervisors. In September, authorities deported a Chinese businessman caught on tape referring to one of his workers, and President Uhuru Kenyatta, as a monkey. Chinese workers, acting on behalf of the communist regime, have also grossly overburdened the immigration system and illegally used tourism stays to work on Belt and Road projects in the country, taking the jobs Beijing promised away from Kenyan citizens. Adejobi expressed concerns that business with China will create the same problems in Nigeria. He notes that, according to Chinese numbers, the Communist Party has already invested $20 billion in Africa through its shell companies. There are no corporations in China that act independently of the will of the party. This humongous figure is traceable to over 160 Chinese firms operating in the country, which also employed less than 200,000 Nigerians, the author noted. For every Chinese factory in the hinterlands of Nigeria, the Nigeria workforce is not usually more than 7%, of which engage in the menial and lower rung of the ladder jobs. It starts with the existence of the companies, the article claimed. Citing the McKinsey consulting firm, Adejobi found that, out of the 930 Chinese companies operating in Nigeria, only 317 are documented by the Chinese Ministry of Commerce. That means the rest, more than half, are operating outside of the law. Chinese mining companies, the report claimed, routinely violate laws prohibiting foreigners from mining small land plots. Chinese companies are building large factories and evicting locals. The report continues, and Nigerians working there are being utilized for cheap labor while being exposed to hazardous work conditions and accumulating billions of dollars in debt. Chinese men in Nigeria impregnate young naive Nigerian girls and run back to their countries without recourse to the children and women they have put in the family way. Adejobi cited one company in particular, Jalong Investment Limited, which he found evidence accusing of false declaration, tax evasion, forgery, illegal immigration, concealment, and customs duty evasion. Specifically, Jalong claims to dedicate itself to shipping key chemical materials for the manufacture of various goods. To avoid paying the requisite fees for shipping sensitive materials by allegedly mislabeling them as products under cheaper duties. Adejobi wrote that he attempted to get answers by visiting Jalong's headquarters in Nigeria, but found a mushroom company running a shady business by stark illiterates who cannot engage in simple conversations. The company representatives reportedly curtly denied the allegations. As for racism, Adejobi quoted a pharmaceutical executive named Thomas Liu as once publicly stating, "Nigeria has the most thieves in the world," seemingly justifying Chinese business as illegal behavior. With stakes worth billions of dollars in businesses ranging from agriculture to oil, gas, and construction, China's Greek gift economic assistance is increasing unemployment and worsening job creation in Nigeria, Adejobi concluded. It's such a pathetic situation that Nigerians are slaves in their country to Chinese exploiters. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has welcomed Chinese investments, like much of his peers on the continent. He has called Chinese investment in the Nigerian economy Africa's largest, as vital and promised railway projects, power infrastructure, airports and numerous roads through Chinese financing. Kenyan publications such as The Standard revealed many of the apartheid claims and have demanded further transparency in the Belt and Road process. Joining them have been journalists in Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Tanzania, among others, who have expressed that their leaders are more concerned with bringing in quick cash than creating a self-sustaining economy. China's state propaganda outlets have been transparent as to the goal of BRI. In the future, BRI will be responsible for the majority of infrastructure projects worldwide, the state-run Global Times newspaper declared last year. By generating benefits for those involved, a higher level of fairness will bloom. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.